Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Open your Bible with me, if you would, please. And we're beginning a brand new series this weekend. And I want you to pray for me as we start it, because I want to do my best for you and do my best for God. And I want a right now word, right? We found out last week we need an anointed word that brings faith. Amen. I just don't want to give you information. I want to give you revelation. Yeah. So you can see it. It's called Know Your Ministry. Can you see that with me here and across the street and at home? Know your ministry. You know, I really prayed, you know, during all this time during COVID, God, give me a right now word that meet people's needs and give them what they need, the strength, the faith, the stamina, what they need during this time. And God's been, I think, very faithful and very awesome. He's so good to us. And I really believe that this right now, we're going to talk about this for the next 6 weekends. And you say, really, Pastor, that long? Know our ministry? Yeah, because I really believe it's a right now word. Because when you're in the midst of a battle, you need to know your purpose. When you're in the midst of difficult times, you need to know that you matter. You need to know that you're significant. You need to know that you count. You know, a lot of people are asking, why is this going on? And I understand that. But really, the main question is, God, what do you want me to be doing while this is going on? I'm going to throw that out one more time. A lot of people are confused. They're frustrated. They're angry. They're upset. They're bitter. And they're saying, why is this going on? When the real question should be this, God, in the midst of this, what do you want me to be doing? What do you want me to be doing? And if you're a note taker, I just want you to write this down, or just remind yourself of this somehow, some way, that the number one driving force in our life right now should not be just to get through this. Some people are coasting through it. Some people, you know, are getting addicted to things through it. Some people are thriving through it. But some people are putting their head, especially some Christians, now none of y'all, but some Christians are putting their head in the sand like a Christian ostrich, and they're waiting just to get through this. My brother and sister, that's not God's will for you and I. That in the midst of COVID, the number one driving force in our life to get us through, here it is to know God. To know God. Let what we're going through drive you to God. Let it drive you closer to God. To have a more intimate relationship with God. The number one driving force, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 9, it shouldn't be to make money or be famous or have friends or even to build a family. In Jeremiah chapter 9, it says the number one goal in life for a human being is to know God. So the number one driving force in my life should be to know God. You see, I get it, Pastor, seek first the kingdom of God. But no, then we have to ask ourselves, does the habits in our life reveal that? Do the habits in my life and the desires in my life reveal that God's the most important thing in my life? So the number one driving force in our life should be to know God. Everyone say, know God. The second driving force in our life that should be right now our motivation right now, the number two, should be not to get through, not to make money, not to use it, not to, you know, just me and my four and no more. No. The second most driving force in our life right now should be to know our ministry. In other words, to know our ministry and to fulfill our ministry. Because every member has a ministry. Every Christian has a ministry. My job description is in Ephesians 4, and it says that I'm to equip you for the work of your ministry. So I remember years ago, many of you know that John Osteen was my pastor while he was alive, Kim and I, our family. And we were ordained through him, and he was our pastor. And I remember one time he told me this. This is John Osteen, Joel's father. John Osteen told me this one time, Dave, after conversion, In other words, when someone gets born again and they become a believer, they're no longer an ain't, but now they're a saint. Now they're a son of God, a daughter of the Most High God. John Osteen said, remember, in your ministry, the most important thing that Christians need to know after conversion, the most important, yes, John Osteen told me, was this, to know their ministry. The most important thing is to know their ministry. You know, as we grow up in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, we start off wanting success, don't we? We start off wanting things. We all do, material things. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as things don't have us. There's nothing wrong with having things as long as things don't have us. How do you know if they have you? Well, if God asks you to give it away, will you? If you won't, then it's got you. If you do, then you've got it. So it's real important that we understand that all of us have a ministry, and we start off in life wanting success. We want to accumulate. We want a family. We want a car, a house, a boat, a truck, a shotgun, a golf club. I don't know. But we want a second home at the lake. I don't know. But we move eventually from success to significance. And I think that's where God wants us to land. He wants all of us to know we were made on purpose for a purpose. He wants all of us to know that He didn't put us here just to take up space. He didn't put us here just to take up space. He put us here to be significant. He put us here to make a difference with our life. And I think that's part of our purpose here at Church on the Rock, right? Is to help people make a difference with their life. Mark Twain said the two most important days of a person's life is the day they were born, and secondly, the day they find out why they were born. I agree, don't you? So what I want to do then for the next 6 weeks is I want to show you where you fit in the family. You see, I already know where I fit. Then I want to help you get more established and excel where you fit in the family, our spiritual family. Does that make sense with everybody? You see, if you know you have significance, and if you know you're here on purpose for a purpose, and if you know what your ministry and your spiritual gift is, that pulls you through bad times. That pulls you through bad times. There are many times in 37 years of pastoring this church, I've wanted to quit. There are many times I wanted to give up under the pressure, under the pain, under the heartache. And the only thing that kept me from giving up was the call of God on my life. Can I have a witness? Same way with you. You know, the only thing that's kept us from quitting is knowing our purpose. You can't retire. I remember one time, Pastor Tommy Barnett. Now, Pastor Barnett now is our pastor. He's on my board. And I remember one time years ago, you know, he's in his 80s now. He's a young guy. Thank you for your enthusiasm. And I remember one time years ago, we were talking, and he said, you know, people ask me, you know, Dave, they ask me if I'm going to retire. And you know, I just can't see myself retiring. And I said to him, Pastor, how do you retire from a calling? You can't retire from a calling. You can't retire from your purpose. You don't get 55 and I'm no longer called. I no longer have a purpose. Now I'm just going to play golf. God didn't put you on this earth just to play golf. God didn't put you here to take up space. God put you here to you make a difference and be significant with your life. So I want to give you some scriptures today. So I'm going to go to the board and we're going to lay a foundation on know your ministry. So I want to look at 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10. And this is really a good foundational text and scripture for understanding your ministry, your gifting, your calling. I'm going to give it to you from four different translations. I love what I get to do. I'm a pastor teacher and I love that. That's my calling. And so I want to break it down for you and make it simple. And you can do that when you read different translations of the Bible. So let me take you through the exercise. God has given each of you, how many of us? So no one is left out. No matter the color of your skin or your age, your social economic status, that every member has a ministry calling, a gift. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Everyone say spiritual gifts, because don't confuse that with your natural gifts. When you and I were born naturally, when we were born with natural gifts, abilities, and talents. Can we all agree? Sure. We all have different bents. We all have different natural talent, abilities, and gifts. But this is talking about spiritual gifts, not natural. When did we get these, Pastor? At your new birth. At your natural birth, you were given natural gifts, bents, if you will, talent, ability, skill. But when we came to Christ and we gave our heart to Jesus at conversion, the Holy Spirit came into our human spirit. Am I right so far, family? The Holy Spirit comes into our human spirit. And when the Holy Spirit came into your human spirit at conversion, he dropped inside you spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit gave us spiritual gifts. Our parents did not. Our parents gave us natural gifts, but the Holy Spirit gave us spiritual gifts. Don't mix the two. So God has given each of you a gift from the great variety of spiritual gifts set on them during COVID. Oh, I sure do love you. It sounds so good to hear you. Oh, I'm thanking Jesus. I thank God for open church. And is it safe here, everybody? Can you tell the people? Praise the Lord. Amen. Really, your safety is our priority. And I understand if you're not ready to come back, that's okay. Thank God for online. Some of you will probably always be online. That's okay. We're going to do our best to have the best online church in the world. Across the street in the drive-in church, thank you for being there. But I'm glad we can be open and we can gather for those of you who want to. And so what we do, we use them well. What do we need to do? Once we find out we have a spiritual gift, we're not to sit on it. We're not to not use it. We're to use it. Somebody said use it or... We really don't lose it, but we really do lose our destiny. We lose our impact. See, the impact that God wants you to have comes through your spiritual gifts developed. The impact that God wants you to have comes through your spiritual gifts developed. So he says, use them not half-heartedly. Give God your best. Not just up one day and down the next. Not, you know, hokey-pokey, not slipshod, not, you know, good one week, bad the next. Not that I can't be counted on, but with excellence and with character and giving God my best. And what do? I use them to serve other people. Now, let's look at it, the same verse. Let the word talk to you today, because you need to know in a storm you're significant. That God isn't going to give up on you in the COVID. That you're going to get through this by knowing your ministry and using your gifts, and you'll come out better, stronger, and greater impact and platform for influence as salt and light. So look what the Living Bible says. The Living Bible says God has given each one of you somewhat special abilities. Well, if God said it, let's agree with it. Let's stop putting ourselves down. Let's stop demeaning ourselves. Let's stop conforming to the world. And let's stop comparing ourselves with one another. Let's stop trying to be like the world, conforming. And let's stop comparing one another, trying to be somebody we're not. Henry Ford said, imitation is suicide. I believe that of our destiny. So God has given each of you some special abilities. Say this with me. I have special abilities. Be sure to use them to do what? Help other people. Our ministry is not for us. Our ministry is for other people. I'm here today for you. I'm not here today for me. I'm not sitting in the pew getting fed. I'm up here feeding you. Your spiritual gift is not for you. Your spiritual gift is to serve other people. Make impact. Have influence. Be sure to use them to help others passing on to others God's many kinds of what? Blessings. Ooh, I love that. So our spiritual gift and knowing our ministry is not for us, it's for other people. And what should it do? Not berate people, not put people down or judge people. But when we walk in our ministry, and every member has a ministry, and John Osteen said that's the most important thing a Christian needs to know after they're saved, more than anything else. I agree with him. So notice that our ministry, it will bring blessing to other people. Oh, I like that. Don't you love? I know you do. Don't you love to bless people? Oh, sure you do. So use it in the service of what? Of blessing other people. I love that. Okay, the guys moved to the next one, all right? Kind of jumped ahead of me. Contemporary English Version. And here's what this one says. Each of you, how many of us? Each of you have been blessed. Oh, now this is huge. Don't miss this. Pastor, you know, I get it. Different translations, different revelation. You're wanting to break something that's difficult, make it simple. I get it. But I realize, you know, we're blessed. No, you don't understand. This is powerful. Because the number one reason people don't accept their ministry, people don't accept the call on their life, people don't accept God's assignment, God's plan, God's purpose. The number one reason people don't accept the spiritual gift, you want to know what it is? Fear. Oh, Pastor, I don't. No, really, fear? Oh, yeah, according to the Bible. According to the Bible, the number one reason people won't surrender to God, fear. The number one reason they won't say yes to their ministry, fear. Can I give you a parable called the parable of the talents? Y'all remember the parable of the talents? There were three dudes, three cats, three guys, right? And they were all given talents, gifts, special ability. And one of them is like you. He took it, she took it, they used it to serve others and bless other people, and they doubled it, right? They excelled in their ministry. The other guy, he took it. What'd he do? He developed his skill, his spiritual gifting, and he doubled it, just like you. But the third guy, what did he do? He said, I took my spiritual gift, my ministry, and I hid it in the ground because I was afraid. Fear kept him from accepting his gifting, his special ability, his ministry, his calling, his purpose from God. I still don't get it, Pastor. Oh, yeah, down through the years, 40 years of counseling, I feel called to the ministry, Pastor, but I just don't want to do it because, you know, I want to go into the world and make some money, and I'm afraid if I say yes to God, I'll be broke and poor all my life in the ministry. I've heard that. What is that? A fear of lack. Oh, you know, Pastor, I would say yes. I've heard this in 40 years. Pastor, I'd say yes, I feel called into the ministry, but my girlfriend, we're going to get married. She doesn't want me to be in the ministry. And so if I said yes to that, she wouldn't marry me. What's that? Fear of losing. The list goes on and on and on. If you break it down, you think about it, you'll realize that the number one reason people don't say yes to God is out of fear. Fear God will ask them to do something they don't want to do. Fear that God will call them to someplace they don't want to go. Fear that God will take something from them they don't want to give up. Okay, so that's it. But I want you to know that this spiritual gifting, that your ministry, it won't take from you. It will give to you. It will bring blessing. In fact, you'll live the blessed life. Oh, I love it. Each of you have been blessed with one of God's many wonderful gifts. What are we to do with them? Use them in the service of other people. So use your gift, not half-heartedly, but give God your very best, no leftovers. Amplified Bible, the last translation of this verse. Am I helping anybody today? As each of you, every one of us, young, old, in between, each of you have received a gift. What is that? A particular spiritual talent. Now, let's recall, when you were born, you got natural talent, ability, skill, and bent from your parents. But when you got born again into God's family, the Holy Spirit came into your human spirit, quickened it, brought it alive, and he dropped inside you spiritual, supernatural abilities, gifts, and talents. What are we to do with it? We're to use it to help and bless and benefit other people. So other people's breakthroughs and blessing are waiting on you and I and our ministry. Oh, I hope you got that. As each of you received a particular spiritual talent, a gracious divine endowment, employ it for one another. Let it be a benefit to other people. You and I are only stewards, and we're trustees of this divine power and special gift given to Christians, not non-Christians. So you should have an edge on the world because you have a gift, you have an ability, you have an anointing, you have an endowment that they don't have. Right now is a good time to praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, let's give God some praise. I love it. That's so awesome. Okay, so does that kind of break it down just a little bit for you, laying a foundation? All right, 1 Corinthians 7:7. Look at this verse with me. He said, I wish that all of you were as I am, but each of you have your own gift from God. One has this one and another has that one. Here's two things that keep us from reaching our destiny and making the impact with our life in COVID. Number one, it is conforming to the world. The church today wants to be so much like the world, they think they have to be like the world to reach the world. And that's not right. And so the church, many Christians are trying to conform to the world. And the Bible says, be ye not conformed. Now, we're not to be weird, but don't be conformed. Be not conformed. The other thing that holds Christians back from their impact, from knowing their ministry, is comparing. I wish I sang like her. I wish I could talk like him. I wish I looked like her. I wish I looked like him. I wish I'm too fat. I want to be skinny. I'm too skinny. I want to gain weight. I got curly hair. I want straight hair. I got blonde hair. I want black hair. I got black hair. I want red hair. We're always comparing. And we're putting God down because he's the one that created you the way that you are. And the Bible says that the clay shouldn't gripe to the potter. Amen. That's you and I, and God's the potter. Mold us and shape us, Lord. Amen. So I want you to see each of you received your own gift from God, and a lot of people have a hard time accepting that. They want someone else. They want this. They want that. They think they have to be like that. We've got to learn to accept the spiritual gift, the ministry, the calling God's given to us. One has one, and another has that. You still with me, everybody across the street? Everybody at home? Romans 12, verse 6, God has given each of us the what? Ability to do certain things half-heartedly. Now, when people don't know their ministry in COVID, they get fatigued, worn out, burnt out. They feel like a failure. In a COVID, when we don't know why we're here, when we don't know why we matter, when we don't know our ministry, fatigue sets in, failure sets in, and frustration sets in. But God doesn't want that for you and me. God wants us in COVID to be fulfilled and fruitful and moving forward in the midst of COVID. So he says, God's given each one of us the ability to do certain things, not half-heartedly, but to stand out and be the head, not the tail, and do things very well so that you're noticed and you get promoted. So if God has given you the ability to do these things, do them with everything that you have. Now, let me go back to the board. And in closing, I'm going to move right on as the team comes out and we'll look at those things. Here's your takeaways. Everybody say takeaways. Here's our takeaways of what we've learned today. Number one, each of us have been given a spiritual gift at conversion. Every one of us. Now, we have natural gifts, but don't confuse it with spiritual gifts. They're two different animals. So each one of us have been given a spiritual gift at conversion. Number two, we are to use it. We are to not abuse it. But we are to use it, not for ourselves, but build up church on the rock family. We're to use it to build up the church. If our community ever needed a church, they need it now. If our city, our neighborhood, our state, our nation ever needed Christians to be Christians, they need us to be Christians now. We're to use our gift not to tear down, but we're to use our gift to build up the church. Number three. So that means, you know, if I'm not walking in my spiritual gift and ministry, then my local church will be lacking, right? That there's a part that I have, there's a place that I fit in the family, and when I do, it will cause my local church to be built up. But if I'm not saying yes and accepting, discovering, developing my ministry, then my church, where I'm a part of that, it'll be lacking because they need me. Can I say this? We need you. We need one another. There are things that you can do. Nobody can do it like you can do it. Number three takeaway, we're to use it to be a blessing and to benefit other people. It's not for us. And number four, I like this one the most. We're to use it to give God glory. We're to use it to make God look good. We're to use it to make God glad He created us when we know our ministry. This is just a foundation this weekend, but I think the next few weeks are going to be great. Don't you? I think we're going to be more strengthened and solid and stable and significant, and that significance will pull you through the storm. I'm done. Did you get something from the Word? Come on, let's thank God for the Word of God.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.